Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Fatal Challenges Destroy Most Entrepreneurs. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that'll shock you. 90% of startups fail within their first year, but it's not because of market conditions or lack of funding. It's because of 3 hidden traps that silently kill businesses before they ever get started. These aren't obvious problems. They masquerade as smart business practices. The first killer is what I call perfect plan paralysis. Think about it. When we're scared of failure, we convince ourselves that more planning equals less risk. Entrepreneurs spend months crafting beautiful business plans, perfecting pitch decks, and building elaborate spreadsheets. But here's the truth. Your business plan is fiction until real customers validate it. Every hour spent perfecting your plan in isolation is an hour stolen from discovering what your market actually wants. Action doesn't just beat perfection, it reveals truth. The second trap is the solo hero myth. We've romanticized the lone entrepreneur grinding away in their garage, but isolation breeds blindness. When you refuse to delegate early or seek guidance, you're not showing strength, you're guaranteeing burnout and critical blind spots. The most successful entrepreneurs I know aren't the smartest people in the room. They're the ones who built rooms full of smart people. The third fatal challenge is revenue obsession. Desperate for validation, entrepreneurs chase any money from any customer. But revenue without profit is just expensive, busy work. When you say yes to the wrong customers for quick cash, you're building a house of cards. Focus on customers who don't just buy your solution. They value it enough to pay well for it. Here's a real example. Sarah spent 8 months perfecting her app design without talking to a single potential user. When she finally launched, crickets. Her features solved problems that didn't exist. 3 customer interviews could have saved her 6 months. Your action step this week. Before you touch that business plan, talk to 3 potential customers. Ask about their biggest problems, not about your brilliant solution. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.